When up to 10 inches of rain worked its way through the rivers, streams, and culverts in the Twin Ports area, it took with it incredible amounts of debris. Chad Scott is co-owner of AMI Consulting Engineers in Superior. His office is located on the tip of Connors Point, on the shore of one of the rivers flowing to Lake Superior.
And we've seen people's complete sheds with everything in them get picked up off and float on by and buoys from some of the dams.
Now that waters have calmed, Scott and his company will be inspecting the infrastructure of the harbor. That includes scanning slips for hull-breaking debris and checking for failures in dock walls. Scott says most industrial dock walls were built to withstand a 100-year flood.
But a lot of them weren't. A lot of them were just installed, and they weren't designed by an engineer, so they weren't designed heavy enough to be able to withstand those forces. We're probably going to find a lot of other failures around.
Jim Sharo is facilities manager with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. He says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is in the process of surveying 17 miles of shipping channels to see if they've filled in. He expects only a few inches of new sediment, but near Superior's Nemadji River, it's a different story.
In this area outside the Nemadji, there's some places where about 21 feet sedimentation have occurred.
But Charles says shipping lanes are still open and ships can use the Duluth entry if needed. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.